Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hiya.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
And that's been at least Hark, who plays Chimera.
Evening.
Question of the day is, what is your character's favorite musical act? Be it a band, a solo artist, an orchestra... Insert thing here. I'm not going to accept a particular song like, oh, I don't know, the 1812 Overture like I did last season.
Hey, that was good though.
And I'd like it to be something that is unique to this universe so we can do some world building.
Okay.
Who has an idea? Because I know, you know.
What do you mean by musical act? Like, I know you said it, but you weren't really specific.
Well,
how about like, this? How about this? I have one.
A genre, or...
A person, or band.
A band, or group, or person.
Got it.
You know,
and you're bringing them into existence with this.
Okay.
So it's going to be a true Gaelic musical group.
No.
So, you know, think like, I just don't have a good name. But since I know that the, you know, The
like Irish Thunder kind of
well thing? I was thinking Gaelic Storm.
Similar thing. Yeah,
exactly. But like, yes.
Something in that vein.
Something
very,
in that vein.
Very driving.
Yes. But real Gaelics.
Oh, like are they singing in Gaelic?
Yes.
Does he speak Gaelic?
Probably not, but
he does now.
Oh. God, that's almost a gimme language. I'm gonna say it's close enough to Druidic that you can parse it.
he gets the like the meaning behind it, you know.
Like the important words you get, you miss like the weird ones that are like of and the. They don't make sense, but the important shit does. And I think honestly, over the course of a couple years, you have picked up the remainder.
But yeah, that's what I figured. I just don't have a good name.
I mean, they could be called the Gordian Knot.
Oh, well, that's pretty good, actually.
I thought about that. I mean,
isn't that Greek? Brain not working. I thought that was the knot that they had the untie or the one knot you can't untie, so the guy just cut it in half.
You're right. It is. What's the? It's the Gaelic knot.
Celtic knot.
So would they be the Celtic knot then?
Sure, that'll work.
I misspelled Celtic, and it's like, you misspelled it, dum-dum. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine, fix it. For point of reference, I mean, probably it'd be either Ed Sheeran or Ian McConnell, because his is very fun and lighthearted.
But they're supposed to be in World.
But I'm not in World. I'm in Earth. What's his name? Before You Go.
Before you go,
I can't remember his name.
Was there something I could?
Yeah, hold on. It has to be edited out anyway. But wait,
I know, but if I keep singing it,
Before You Go by Louis Capaldi.
Thank you, Google.
you hit the L, and I had the rest of it. Okay, but anyway, that'd be for me. Now, what do I have for Salamander?
Salamander likes the higher tempo music, specifically, but...
Like, dubstep? Like, that's about as high tempo as you get.
Well, to...
Or trap.
Specifically, when I was designing him, I have had in mind things like... well, as it just came out, Eminem's Houdini...
Okay.
You know, things like that, where it actually has, like, a lyrical component to it, where it's showcasing somebody actually has talent and skill to perform.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, to come up with a, you know, new bit of information for the world, I would say his, you know, all-time favorite would be a... would be a band I'm going to call Four Off Blitz.
Four Off Blitz?
Blitz, yep.
And what kind of music they do? Like,
it would be a combination of like the, good lyrical composition, like what Eminem usually puts out, but then also good high tempo stuff as well for the
like Eminem plus but dubstep. Got it.
I was thinking more like the Doom soundtrack.
Okay.
You know. So.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Natalie, do you have an example? Is that a good enough example for you for them?
Yes.
So what's her answer?
Her favorite band. No. Yeah.
Is it a boy band?
No, it's not. Well, no, because I thought of a band's name, and you can. I don't know if it's your favorite or not, but I thought of it. It's called The Dancing Dandelions.
That would track.
What's their genre?
I have no idea.
They sound very folky.
I thought of a name.
They sound very folky to me.
I also thought that, too. But her favorite person is... I'm trying to think of... Alternate World Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is also a person.
I know. Alternate Universe Taylor Swift is... Tyler?
Melissa
no.
Quick? No?
Melissa Quick.
I was in Miranda.
Miranda...
Go for it. Miranda Quick. Because it's not... You know, it's Swift, but not Swift.
Miranda Quick, and then she's a pop country artist.
Walmart Taylor Swift.
Does she and she competes with Real Taylor? Competes with Real Taylor Swift. All
right.
I just think that's funny. And all right. Interesting. So that's our recap from last time from Mike this time.
I had a Halloween party that almost got ruined, but somebody rolled a really, really, really good shot.
Straight up sniper.
Yep.
That's accurate. You don't have to just take her upstairs.
She won't go down.
I know.
And you're just upstairs and not here.
But, after she got dealt with, we met up with Bridget and she told us about the true goal of the Clash that we're going to have to compete with, which is all combat.
Not all combat.
Who kills monsters the fastest?
It's also a speed test.
Because you have to get to the monsters to kill them.
Yeah, it's speed, combat, and then there will be some sort of rescue component, but it'll probably be kill this thing before it kills the civilians. And with bonus points if you can rescue the civilians, but mostly it's a smash and dash. Alrighty.
Are we?
So, you guys roll back into it. At the end of the last session, you guys had decided that, after talking about the Clash, you realized that Team Epsilon, or, you know, Team 11, which is what they used to be called, mm-hmm. are probably going to be trying to take out Team 6.
And the other ones that they're behind.
Exactly. The alternate is Team 9, because Teams 3 and 6 are in for sure with you guys. 1, 3, and 6. Team and Team 9 is the alternate right now, with Team 11 being in the very rear.
So we're going to have to protect both of those teams in order to keep 11.
Well, if you keep Team 6 out, Team 9 is not in any danger. Okay. This is just like the only thing, like, if you're looking for a single point of failure, it is if you keep Teams 3 and 6 healthy, there's no competition. Like, it doesn't matter, they're out.
Okay.
So, do with that what you will, but I just wanted to state it for the record.
It'll be easier to protect one than two.
Now, which of the two teams is the most likely to be exposed or attacked?
I had a feeling you'd ask that.
Thank you. Oh, I told you I finally found that note. It was the last one. It fell out. Yeah, 3-6-9 and you guys were in the Clash, but they when they reduced it to three teams, 9 was became the alternate. Team six, team D or six is Sandblast, Sparks, and Barbershop, mm-hmm. which is a Blaster Brute, a Blaster Brain, and a Beauty.
Yep.
Three is Hobie Ho, Captain Crusher, and Snowfall. And then you know Echo Team is, is Gravity Girl,
Tychus and Sylph.
Yep,
and they don't like us.
You know that Tychus and Sylph definitely don't, and the other, and Gravity Girl has gotten more and more reserved as the longer she's been on that team.
Right.
And then Team 9, just so we can speak on them because we didn't last time, is a Brute. Tony, Ace Mora, he's the Ace of Spades. Casper is a brain, pure brain. He's got ghostly powers. And Neo Arma is a brute blaster. So they're really, really hardy. You don't think there's much chance of them being getting wiped.
Yeah, I was going to say, whoever the hardiest would probably
you can win. Pretty much ignore them. Oh, just anime knowledge for your characters. Anybody have any, like... Old like 90s anime knowledge. Only way you get this plot hook.
Neo Arma.
Yes.
Mike gets it.
Well, it's specifically his Gundam suit.
Oh.
Is an exact copy of a certain Gundam.
Okay.
And he's in a legal dispute about it because of it.
That's fun.
It's never going to come up, so I figured I'd mention it.
He seems like he'd be a Tau player.
Oh, if he was in the War Gaming Club? Probably. He'd run Riptides.
Riptides and Storm Surges.
Alright,
at some point.
What are you going to do? Because I cannot... I am the world. I need direction.
So which of the two teams seems the most in danger? 3 or 6, because 9 is safe.
They're hardy fuckers. They could, a teacher would get to them before they got killed. Realistically, and I'm gonna tell you that you pretty much don't have to worry about 9 unless you absolutely shut them out, in which case you might want to go hang out a little bit for revenge.
So, which was the one with the brain that was 6?
6 has yes, no. 6 has Barbershop with the Siren Song powers, Sparks with lightning, and Sandblast with sand. No, the ghost is on the Hardy team, so they really are almost not. One goes to ghostly, and two of them are thick bitches. They're gonna survive long enough. It's Captain Crusher, Snowfall, and Hobie Ho. Our beta team or 3. And then the other one is Sandblast, Sparks, and Barbershop.
Charlie T.
Delta for 6 and Bravo for 3. Because we kept that fucking straight. No, we didn't.
I almost want to say it's the Hobie Ho team.
Yeah.
Like.
Though you do know Hobie Ho has ties to Athletico. Because he a rich boy.
Okay.
More like they're kissing up to him.
Right.
Or okay. His family.
That's
it. So then, not them.
Not inaccurate. He was at galas and it was to give money, not to get money.
Right.
So the other team doesn't have anybody associated with Athletico.
Correct.
Sorry, Paul.
You're fine. As much as I hate to say it, I think we should divide and conquer slightly.
I know, that's what I was thinking too. Like, if we each went
you
with one...
You have an excuse to be with Team 6.
Right.
3. I'm almost sure.
Snowfall. Whatever. Her team. Yeah. You have an excuse to be there.
Bravo or 3, whichever.
Okay. But Hobie also hates your ass.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
So maybe I go with them, and then you guys go with the
other? All right, I'm going to throw out a different thought.
Camping trip. Huh? Camping trip.
No, focus.
No.
That'd be off the wall, though. Like, that's a very Chris thing to say.
Yeah, it would. No, is we're too concerned about the other teams.
They might try to hit us.
Yes.
God! You're right! Have we been back to our...
Huh?
Take your inspiration.
God!
If you came up with a foolproof plan, they were just going to hit you.
Yeah. So the question is... I have a thought that would be fun.
What is your thought?
Miss Illusions over there.
Hi.
Hobie Ho is he has the one that connected to.
Yep.
Yes. I would just like to let you know that my performance is +1. If you want me to go look like Hobie,
he's also a junior Olympian swimmer. Before he got his powers, he's even faster now.
No, I'm thinking, make an illusion of me walking back alone.
Yeah.
With cameras on it, so they get caught blasting my ass.
I think that'll work. Could we do an illusion where I do that? I almost want there to also be an illusion of his girlfriend being like, I'm leaving you for Hobie. And then he just walks away sadly.
No, because...
Like, we want to get him now!
No, hang on.
You're missing the point.
Oh. No, because Hobie Ho may actually work with them.
Yeah.
To get us out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially me.
Yeah. Tinfoil hat.
Everyone's out to get me! Tinfoil hat.
Hey!
I mean, it's not paranoia if you're
right. Really, they're really out to get me, yes.
Only one of them's really out to get you.
Okay.
Specifically, but
the other two would be happy to do whatever bad stuff he would like to be.
There is one on that other team though that would like to get me pretty hard. Miss Self.
She wants you dead.
Yeah.
When you scarred her face with your claws the first day of class.
Yeah.
Whoo! She hates you.
But
you exist on her shit list. You persist on her shit list. Boom, boom, boom.
It is your home away from home, apparently.
Yes, it is.
You live rent free in her head.
Constantly, apparently.
Oh, if only one of us had psychic powers.
I wish we knew someone that had psychic powers.
Alright, so, how do we want to get this set up, is the question.
Okay, what if it's at nighttime? Because I feel like that's when there's not as many people around.
People
are heading back to their dorms. Why don't I make an illusion of you walking back to ours and, you know...
Well,
he has to know where you are, though.
No. Hang on.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I got. Let me double check to make sure. Before I speak out of turn.
Sylph has wind powers, right?
No, She has, it looks like she has two of the stat power sets. She has strength dex.
Okay.
And she hits, like, she adds both those numbers together.
Gotcha.
All right, so,
Oh, but you continue.
I'm gonna organize spending an evening with Tori.
Yeah.
Out late, and then.
Perfect. Yes.
I have greater invisibility. So I can invisibility myself before I walk out the building.
And then I.
And then you can do the illusion of, but you know.
You stack the illusion on top of him as it walks out the door.
Yes.
And then they go different directions.
Yes.
Because you can see him.
Correct.
I will be able to see you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
So is that your current plan?
That's the current plan. I'm going to make sure that I annoy...
Hobie Ho.
Hobie Ho.
I think his name is Bobby. Yeah.
Bobby? Yeah. I'm going to make sure...
Hobie Ho.
That's his super name.
That's his cape name.
His cape name.
So just so that, you know... And it may be a couple of evenings in a row.
Yeah. But we are...
Nearby.
Invisible. Do I need to roll anything?
Yes, you need to roll. You need to roll your illusion power check.
10 plus 8 for 18.
Okay.
So
that's the plan.
First night goes. You go unmolested. Nothing happens to you.
Okay.
Now,
maybe that's not the right word, Paul.
That's the exact
right word. I know it is. Not messed with.
That is the actual term. Chris as bait / illusion. No effect. That is on 10/27. Because... there are 4 days left. I believe 10/27 would be, because 10/26 was a Friday. That was Sunday night.
Okay.
This is Monday night. For 10/28.
So I am still going to, you know, I'm still going to kind of, you know, as much as I shouldn't, I'm gonna, you know, tweak. Bobby.
Mess with him a little bit more?
Just a little bit.
Hmm.
All right. Do you need a deception roll?
No. No, I don't.
come on.
So
my minimum is 22.
What are the rest of you doing? Correction. Sal, which team are you protecting right now?
Well, they're with 3, so I'll be sitting with 6. Making friends.
I'm here to protect you.
No, I'm doing the hey.
He's a new person trying to make
you
friends.
You sing, right?
Yeah.
So you and Barbershop are probably doing karaoke.
All right.
He's down. All right. I need another illusion check from you once you're done. Yeah.
I'll even drop another, you know, performance, whatever. Do the like one of the hardest songs I know.
Yeah.
You know.
His whole power set is singing. He's real good.
13 plus 8.
Okay, that's 21. So, I'm adding a number. Alright.
It landed on a 20.
So the other one next to it.
Yeah.
It knocked the 20 to a 2,
yeah.
But then I got another net 20. I had 2 net 20s on that roll. Chris, I need you to roll me a strength saving throw.
Boom! Which night is this?
This is Monday night.
Yeah.
And the last night they can really hit you is Tuesday night, because Wednesday, Thursday is like, yeah, taking you to locations you can get ready.
I think I have 2 inspirations today.
And I have a couple as well. So.
Yeah, that's going to be a...
Reroll
right away. That's...
Wait, when I see him struggling...
Not yet.
Okay.
You have to actually see what's happening to me.
I know, but I could see you being like, ah.
You see that half step stutter.
Mm-hmm.
as he breaks
something's
this,
off.
He's gonna break this roll.
Do it. Natural 20.
That's the fair way to test
it. It was cocked. It was low, but it was cocked. And...
Yo, dice hate you.
And that was one off from being a 20.
Yes, it was.
So, I need you...
Hang on. I got another inspiration.
Okay.
One more inspiration.
Oh, my
God. Is it worse?
How about this? I rolled a 4 on the first one.
Yes.
2 on the second one.
Yep.
And a 4 on the third one.
This is not... It's 4
again.
It adds, I'll spend one. It adds up to 10.
Wait, I'll roll for you.
I don't... That's not allowed.
Oh, fine. I'm spending the inspiration.
But you know what? It is your inspiration. I'll let you roll if you'd like. It can't be worse.
That's a kid.
That's a 6.
What about if I roll?
All right. So,
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Out of the darkness comes a wall of blackness that sweeps over you, and you take 12, 17, 22 damage, 22 bludgeoning damage, and you can't breathe. Roll me a con save. 17. Okay.
17 plus 4.
So I'm gonna say you did not get any air knocked out of you. So you have you breathe for a long time.
You said 20. 4.
12 plus 17.
22.
And it is initiative.
That includes you, Natalie.
It's not intentional to separate you, but it was.
Nope. Okay. That was part of the plan.
Okay, just I wanted to state it for
the audience at home.
Paul.
Yes.
You will be a happy, happy man.
What? Hold on that one.
I rolled 6. Plus 8.
So I still lose. 11 plus 3. Wait, all kinds of buttons, and that happened.
Alright. There is. It's not going to be a good night. I can tell that by my dice.
Oh no.
Your dice told you to go fuck yourself. I heard it.
Somebody watching. So at least we'll have evidence.
Alright, where are.
Or did you roll initiative yet?
Yes. 17 plus 5 for 22.
Man, your dice are feast or famine tonight. Mostly famine.
So yeah. So the just for the people at home, it was 17 plus 4 for the con save, and then a 17 plus 5 for the initiative. Oh, that's because it's not that. It's this. Right?
2, 3, 4.
Good luck. I'm sure you'll call if you need me.
Oh, hell, I'm calling you. I'm going
to
be...
We're going to be calling you immediately, to be fair.
I don't think I'll get there in time.
I know, but...
At least try.
And you're leaving that team undefended in the meantime?
Oh, hell yeah. I've never had a coup brought upon to myself.
This is not a coup.
It feels like a coup.
It's not, though. This is a surprise attack. You've never been sneak attacked. You've never been attacked so unexpectedly before.
Well, it's kind of... We were expecting it. But we were expecting it to go towards, you know, my illusion. But I'm assuming that you did roll
I rolled
a nat 20.
I rolled a nat 20 and saw through the illusion immediately.
Yep.
And then...
Did you at least get a perception?
It is a black thing coming from the blackness. I did not give it a perception check. It would be a DC 25, so I don't know if he has the ability to see that. Chris, can you make a 25 perception, or is it not possible?
He can make it. It may be a 1 in 5 chance, but he can make it.
It also wouldn't stop it happening.
No, but it might
give perception, no.
If you'd like to roll, you can. I'm not. I don't think necessarily you think you want to waste a 19 or something on that. Either
then
way.
And again, it could be a 2. Oh, another 17. I'll keep that dice around.
It hates you less than the other dice.
Okay.
I stop making noise.
You're good.
All right. So, Natalie, what was your initiative?
8 plus 6.
14.
And I gotta roll for the little extra correction I need to roll from the other.
Didn't go in the box.
Doesn't matter.
I don't want that. No. Put that dice away. Put that dice away.
Good. That's 2 20s in a row with that dice.
Put that dice away.
So.
I've never been below a 2 before. I don't want it.
She's 3 now.
Natalie.
Yes.
What's your armor class?
20. And then I have a little note here.
And where are you?
Is a +1 if I feel like it. So I want it to be 21.
Where are you right now? Where are you watching from?
Okay, so what I'm imagining, because I'm shutting my eyes, is so he's leaving a building. There's lamps on.
Yes.
And I'm crouching hidden tiger
on in a bush or on top of a lamp.
On top of a lamp.
Excellent, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
29, 24, 15. 20. My middle is a 24. Did that hit you?
Yes.
Okay. First attack. Take 15.
Holy shit!
Second attack. That's way out. I'll keep it because it's low. It takes 16 more, so 31 total.
Holy my god.
As a pair of large ball bearings slam into your chest.
Okay, well, you're going to help me write this.
So there's two of them. Where's the third one?
He's all yours.
Help me.
I get to use the insult I've been preparing. Assuming I get the face in.
Can you write to that?
It was 31, right?
Yeah, it was 31.
16. So, 99 minus 31.
Yeah. I need to break. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, jerk.
Anyway, so.
Oh, sorry again.
You're good. Boom, 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 boom. I was 1, so you can roll perception if you'd like to try and spot whoever attacked you. No, but you can roll perception. Is what I'm saying because
someone attacked you. Roll high. Oh, you're the wisdom character too. Should be good for you.
Perception.
Yeah.
10 plus 9.
19.
I need to roll. I actually have to roll. I didn't think I'd have to roll with how high the bonus. How high the bonus is. You don't see shit.
What the hell did you roll?
An 18 on the die.
Oh my god.
And she's got a good weapon.
All right, Paul, we're supposed to have the rank 2 on the second.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had that now.
Because we didn't update the other sheet. It's still the teleport.
Yes, it's the exact same movement. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The 60-foot grasshopper.
Yep.
You must be touching grass, and you are currently floating in liquid.
It is liquid.
Almost like they knew you had that ability.
Alright. Let's see if I can... do I know how high I'm floating in the liquid?
You figure it's probably about a 15 or 20 foot blob of water, and you're at least 7 or 8 feet away from it. But you are grappled inside it by this thing.
So... with the control plants ability, can I get the plants to reach up and grab me?
Ooh.
Roll me a power check. Because it is grass. You're telling the grass to grow feet.
Well, if it goes to seed, it goes.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's a chance. It's I'm going to set the DC at like 25. This is a Hail Mary kind of thing you're trying to pull off.
But how else?
Oh, 12 plus 9.
You will, and it looks like it gets within like 2 foot. It grow like 3 feet in like a second, and you're like, I'm gonna get you, boss. Oh shit, I'm getting trashed, and you watch it just get shredded with like. But that water is Arctic cold. I'm talking hypothermia. You're gonna have 5 rounds of air, not 5 minutes of air.
Yeah.
There's a rule for extra cold water.
No, Mike is thinking. Okay. That is not the trying to figure out the rules for that. No, this is Mike thinking of something.
Roll perception, please, at disadvantage because you guys are doing karaoke.
You're doing an activity carriage.
Perception?
That's what I asked for.
Just clarifying, at disadvantage. Okay, so 11 plus 4 for 15.
You hear a very loud slam from the wall, and you see the safety. Because you guys are, I assume you're in like their compound, like their room, or like one of the open spaces that are in the dorm.
Yeah,
that has like a karaoke thing, and the wall, like it has an exterior window that the wall next to the exterior window is shaking.
Set camera to record.
Okay.
Was that my action?
That was your action.
Okay.
Now, would it have gotten you away immediately? Yes, it would have. You have a bonus action and a move action left. You are grappled to your move action. Your movement speed is 0. You have a bonus action. What would you like to do with your bonus action?
Cough, cough, misty step, cough, cough.
I don't have misty step.
You're not Shinsoku.
He would be fine.
Shinsoku would be fine.
He'd be like, water open, rip it in half.
No, he'd just be sitting there going, and lightning bolt. Whatever. I can sit in here all day.
Well, I'm taking 48 damage around from the cold wave smashing.
Except that he has a resistance to cold, possibly immunity, and he can breathe underwater. Also level 20.
Alright.
By the way, because you specifically mentioned you check your camera feed is dead.
Hmm.
Like, you go to do it, and it does nothing happens.
Do I still have access to Dido?
No. Almost like anything in touch that's like on your person, electronics don't work. The ones in the room seem to be working, like the karaoke machine. But anything on your personal device or any of the other people you ask, nothing's working.
Okay, I'm gonna roll tech to figure out what would be causing this.
Sure.
Okay. Stop bouncing off this table. Thank you. 16 plus 7 for...
23. The only thing you can think of that would cause this is... Well, there's two things. One, a tech super's fucking with you.
Yeah.
And two, a very skilled hacker decided is at work here and is trying to make it look like a localized EMP.
Except that they didn't hit the other devices.
It didn't hit anything on the wall, but like... Exact. It's the only hit high what we would call a high tech device.
All right.
What do you have for bonus actions? Are you summoning a sibling? You have one left, right, or two left?
I had 3 left because the one I could choose.
Was, yeah.
I think this
Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what he does?
Ice. No, I don't.
So ice.
What's his shtick?
He's the wind
power. Okay.
Wind tornado powers. Okay. So, he's gonna come out, 20...
Up to 30 foot away.
Yeah, I know. It'll be 30 feet, just to make sure that he's out of the bubble.
And he goes and he's like... What the fuck kind of demon are you? It's a black featureless blob, almost featureless, with two glowing blue orbs up at the top that are just glaring inside itself with hatred in their eyes at you.
Interesting.
And as you're inside it, you see threads of black sludge or liquid flowing through it.
All right. I don't know that my next action is going to work for the next turn, but...
It is your brother's turn.
Yes. He is going to...
Art, can you grab me that boogie board? Down. Over. One more over. One more pocket over. Down.
Oh! I didn't see it. That's right.
I just appreciate your grab before.
Okay. He's gonna try to blow, you know, the tornado into the water and try to see if he can free me.
Have him roll a power check with his highest stat plus proficiency.
My days hate me tonight. I don't think six is good. Huh?
That's enough. Dude, hungry? Okay.
So yeah, I don't think a 9's gonna do it.
No, it doesn't move the 30,000 pounds of water.
Just try to cut a hole in it.
Okay, it doesn't move the 3,000 pounds of water trying to move at that. It does get up, send a puff of air to you. If you had run out of air, he could have given you more.
Okay.
Which is not it's a relevant thing that could become very important.
Yes, it could. Very much could.
So that was 2.
Yes.
Alright. It is Natalie's turn, but I think Art had a question, right?
Can I do an arcana check? Is this a magical creature, or...
That would be a reasonable thing to try. Yes. And that would not take your action. So if you want
to
do it now...
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask before... I'll take the bright yellow one. 12 plus 6 is 18.
You don't think it's a magical effect. You think... Well, I take it back. Because you're inside it, you're almost sure that black shit is magical.
Okay.
But you don't think that the being you're inside is magical. You think that this is a transformation. It's probably natural. Or a power of some sort.
Okay.
You didn't roll supers, which would have given you a different result.
Understand. Either way, I think my next idea will work.
I fully believe you.
You fully believe that he believes.
All right. Natalie, do you know what you want to do?
Yes.
What is that?
I want to shoot.
You have to find a target.
Oh, well.
Unless you're just trying to shoot the thing that's on him.
Yeah.
Just don't hit him.
Can I roll perception to see if I can see him first?
Is he Chris?
No, not Chris. I can see him just fine.
Can you?
The thing.
The person attacking you, or the cube
the
of water?
The creature that is trying to kill him.
The cube of water.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Fuck. No, I don't see it.
What'd you roll?
A 4.
Plus?
9.
You see it. It's a black cube of water. What? You needed to roll a 10.
What?
You need to roll a total of 10 to see it.
Oh. No. I'm gonna shoot for it with fire.
Okay.
Is it gonna hurt him? Do I know if that would hurt him?
You don't know.
Well, Chris, good luck.
Yeah.
That is a 15 plus 10 for 25.
You hit.
Beautiful.
Chris, Chris, what's your AC?
Basically, Chris is giving this thing plus 5 AC. If he misses by that 5, you're hitting him.
Penny. Shit. So I got 2d10.
Yep.
So we'll add that up with the 5, and then I have the plus 3d6.
You don't have that. You have this 19, crits on 19s and 20s now, remember? We changed that. Cool. You have the one extra 1d6 from being from your first level.
I have a d8 then.
For
an elemental arrow. A fire arrow.
Oh, so you're using your elemental arrow for the day? Or you're just using you're just using a flaming arrow?
Can I use it in my fire elemental?
Well, that's 3d8s.
Yeah. It's 3d6s.
Oh, then yeah, you can do that. If you want. You're picking fire, okay. Ironically, that's like the best one you could have picked because it isn't vulnerable or resistant.
Okay. 5 plus 5 for 10.
Okay.
Then we got 10, 13.
So 23.
So 23 damage.
Yeah, I take 23.
Mm-hmm.
Still up.
Is he okay?
You saw an arrow whip past your head.
Didn't hit me, I'm fine.
I do it again.
What kind of arrow? Just regular arrow now?
Yeah.
Or is it one of your flaming arrows, the ones you have that are
If it did double damage, I would have done a
flaming arrow. Ah, I got you. Okay.
13.
Total?
Yeah.
Miss.
Damn it.
And it's not bad, and it wasn't close enough to hit Chris.
What if I did a lucky? No, I'm not going to do lucky.
Okay.
I'll do a lucky.
I
It's the way that you reacted. 17 plus 10.
Hits.
Then 2d10.
Would you like to apply favorite foe for the extra d8?
Sure.
D6? D6 or d8? It's d8 now?
You said d8. I'll take it.
I don't think that's right. I think it's d6. I don't remember.
Okay. 21 plus 4 for 25 damage.
It is a d6. 24, you said?
Mm-hmm.
That is one more damage than you did with the last arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's hurt.
I rolled a 9 and a 7, that's why. Did it hurt him?
No.
No.
Perfect.
Oh! I pull out the Murphy.
Okay.
Murphy bounds up.
What element?
What other options do I have?
Fire, cold, acid, lightning.
We'll try acid. Wait, what are you resistant to?
He's vulnerable to acid.
Yeah.
I won't use acid.
Oh, fun fact, the thing's also immune to acid damage.
It's immune?
Yeah.
Of course it is. So, if we were to... Maybe cold. We'll try cold.
It's already dealt cold damage to Chris.
Yes.
It is Arctic cold.
It is Arctic
so
cold.
Why didn't fire fucking work? Lightning?
It does work. It means it's not
resistant. It isn't resistant to it.
Oh. Well, then we'll do fire.
Hey, Mike, roll initiative for me.
Okay.
We're going to go at the end of the round.
16 plus 2, 18.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I did not feel it. I was aiming for your belly with it, and it did not go as far as I wanted it to.
That was a good catch, though.
You caught all the dice, right?
Nope.
Sorry.
Actually, you're wrong.
Oh.
I'm resistant to acid.
Well, one with the poison?
Necrotic.
But you gotta have two if it's an uncommon. Them's the rules.
So does that mean I need two?
What's yours?
Psychic.
Nah, don't worry about it. Oh, no, that's fine. I'm not that worried about it. If I need to hit it, I'll hit it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I rolled a 10 plus 7 for 17.
To hit. Roll damage on Chris.
Just roll.
I'm so sorry. And then an extra 2d6 for my element.
And what element is that?
A fire. 12, 13, 14, 15, 15, 16. He takes 22 damage.
Take 22, Chris?
I'm so sorry. Murphy didn't know.
as a claw just comes in and full on gets you in the side. Because it let the water move. It let it hit you. And it's like, thanks, wank. I like okay. this. I like this monster.
Harriet,
not Ted.
Harriet.
Or Chaz.
No.
It is a water element.
Could Chaz go in there and pull him out?
Absolutely.
I'll do Chaz. Chaz, come on out, bud.
Roll an opposed grapple with me.
Opposed grapple. Do I just roll a d20 and just see what I get?
It's
an add.
You would add Chaz's
strength and dex. Strength.
So plus 3.
And then your proficiency of 3. So you're gonna add 6. I'm gonna add more than that, but
Want to do a lucky.
You can.
I would like to do a lucky.
You might not need to.
A 17 plus 3.
Well, I rolled a 3.
17 plus 6.
I also rolled plus a 3. 6. A plus 6. Sorry.
A 3 plus 9 is 12.
Yeah.
I also rolled a 3, so I would have just gotten
9.
Oh,
that
nine.
Was the first one.
That was the first one, so I'm glad. Oh, it was a 5?
But you still wouldn't have beat his 12.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Chaz, as an octopus,
okay,
reaches in from the outside and yoinks your ass out.
Thank you, Chaz.
Which meant, yeah, I got you, boss. No, he's like, shah, bruh.
Chaz is a freaking monster.
Chaz has never failed when he's been called. Never once. He has only succeeded ever. When he was the swordfish,
yep,
succeeded. When he was the octopus, he succeeded. Again, as the octopus succeeded. Chaz is on it. The only bad thing is his movement speed is 5 outside of water. Yeah. All right, that was a very, very impressive turn. So my number 4 goes, which means my big elemental goes. Boo, I don't have a thing to smash inside. I'll just hit you 3 times.
Here's a sweet.
It's both better and worse you. I don't auto hit you once, but I also get to hit you 3 times. 23?
Damn. That is gonna be exactly so. Yeah, you'll hit me
even with the shiny teeth.
Yeah, because it's we changed it from
to proficiency.
To
yeah,
proficiency.
And then I got a 25 and an 11.
So yeah, you'll hit me twice.
I think he wants to kill us.
Who, me? Are you resistant or vulnerable to cold damage?
Neither.
First hit is for 16. Okay. Second hit is for 14. And I roll to see if I get back my swamp attack. I don't. That was it attacked you 3 times as 10 tendrils of water just came and hammered on you like you were a fucking nail. And it was a hammer. And, Sal, as you're watching, the wall breaks. These are Baronite walls.
That shouldn't happen.
It's almost impossible, but you see black threads running through it, and then it crumbles like regular concrete. And revealed is a 15-foot-tall horned creature with lightning dancing along its skin. Hmm. You've never seen anything looked like this.
Well, all right.
And as you go, it breathes out, and the other people in the room with you are surrounded by electrical, lightning bolts, like wrapped. They look like chains around them.
Okay.
So, it would be difficult for them to join the fight unless something was done about that. But it is your turn.
Trying to check something. Are there hit points? No. Where? It's not on this page, apparently. Let's go to the website. Thank you, D&D Beyond.
What are you looking up?
My resistances. Defense. It's not with conditions.
Defense.
All right. So, so they're in, you're enshrouded with lightning?
Yes.
All right. Okay. I suppose bonus action armor up.
Okay.
Unless I already had a chance to do that when I noticed the wall crumbling.
I would say if you would think to do it, then yeah, you can have that.
I was going, you know, like roll initiative. Okay, so we're in any case.
I was just getting you in around earlier than I was planning, just because it felt more fun that way.
Okay. Right. I need to figure out how to get them free. Lightning. I don't have a. Probably heals from.
You're not sure.
All right. What skill would you like me to roll to try and figure out how to free them?
Depends on what you think it is. If you think it's a power, then it'd be supers. If you think it's magic, it'd be arcana.
Either way, they're both plus +7.
So pick which one you're rolling.
Seeing as he breathed it out, I'm gonna go powers, not arcana, since.
Roll it.
14 total, 7 plus 7.
They probably have a certain number of hit points or can deal a certain amount of damage before they fade. Think like spirit, not spirit guardians. What's the spell spell that like it makes like a guardian that hits for 20 damage a turn? Guardian of Faith. It's like Guardian of Faith, but it's probably going to do lightning damage. It just may be a matter of either figuring out how to get them out of it or discharging it. Or if you like a dispel magic that might work, or dispel power. If you don't, it's going to be exceedingly difficult. What Pipes will say is, I can keep the chains are slowly tightening. He says, I can keep the chains off of us for a little while. See if you can knock that thing out, and maybe it'll stop.
All right.
It is your turn. There is a 15-foot-ish tall lightning beast attacking you.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So I'll activate the temp HP shield.
Yep. 30 temp HPs, resistant, vulnerable to acid.
Yes. Luckily, this thing has lightning. So, pop my glaive and swing away.
Do it.
3 shots.
All right. This thing's not super defensive.
Yeah, we shall see. First one. All right. Nat 20.
There you go.
That's good for you.
Yeah, all right. And 2d6 for the acid.
I have a question for you, and I don't have context. A or B?
Ooh.
I don't get context, so.
Can I just throw this out there? The best letter starts with B.
The best letter starts with B?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
If it goes bad, I'm so sorry.
I'm trying to think what letter starts with B other than B.
Balloon.
No, you said the best letter starts
not
with
best
B.
Not best word. You said best letter.
Yeah, the best letter starts with B.
The best word starts with B, dude.
There's only one letter that starts
I'm
with
B. I'm tired, okay? I'm sorry.
We'll go with B since okay. Why not?
No, it's very relevant depending on how much damage you do.
Okay. Okay, so
I'm wondering
start
if
with
it's
a base of 26 plus my roll.
Oh, B starts with boss.
39 points. Is he no weakness or resistance to acid?
Ellie, rewind, reverse. Boss starts with B.
B, yeah.
You said
B starts with boss. I hate it here.
The thing shakes its head and you see a flicker of. Right now you just see lightning in its eyes. For a second you see a flicker and you see light. Like light gray eyes and pain and more confusion than anything.
Am I? Whose eyes are they?
History
check.
Yeah, you can roll history.
Do I have history? Thank you for scrolling. I do. 11 plus 7, 18.
Those are Tychus's eyes.
Oh, shit.
But they, with a roll like that, I will tell you, it doesn't look like he's in control.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I still have two more attacks.
You've seen him when he's fighting. He gets huge. He doesn't look like this.
Right. Oh, soliloquies take no time, right?
Correct.
Tychus, buddy, I know your brain cells are on the endangered species list, but you gotta fight this goose. You gotta fight this, buddy.
Oh, that was good.
I rolled an 18. His eyes go gray, and he says, "Take them and run."
Oh!
Okay.
He says, "They did this," and then his eyes, and then lightning courses over him, and he screams in like horrific pain, and then goes back to being this monster.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
That was insulting him. Snapped his brain enough to break his real self out of the monster.
I wanted to say that to him like all week. I knew it was coming. But
that was awesome. That was perfect time to use it though.
You can take your inspiration for having prepared a good burn. I like off the cuff good burns, but to prepare a good one is nice.
Back up to three. So I'll have to grab. I can't grab all three of them, can I? I'm big enough, and I can use the spear as a.
What I am going to tell you is you're going to get zapped.
That's fine. Okay. I have resistance to lightning.
I'm really glad you said that, because I was worried about rolling the damage. I'm less worried now.
So, I suppose my second attack turns into a grapple as I try and grab the three of them and...
Run?
Yeah.
It looks like you're
going to... Wait a minute! Can I get past him out the opening in the wall?
Yeah.
So I'm going to grab him and fly.
Okay.
There you go.
So...
I'm assuming he can't fly, but, you know, that's a bad assumption.
That would be an assumption. So you should be taking this damage three times. That's a pain in my ass.
So you're gonna roll it and then multiply
by 1.5.
Okay,
because that's but I'm just telling you that's how. Just
got it.
You're willingly taking it to do this.
Going for the heroic moment.
I. 56 times 1.5 is...
Divided in half, so 25, 28.
28 is 84? Yeah, 84. That is already halved. Yeah.
84 points, and that is already halved, and I don't apply the shield. Do I apply the shield?
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
Okay.
Oh, no, the shield would take full, so it doesn't have your resistances.
So double the 84, so 168.
Yep.
Yeah.
Minus 30.
158.
75. 38. 168 minus 30.
158.
No. 168 minus 30 is 130.
Thank you, yes. Then it's
68.
67 points to your body.
Delete that.
as, I mean, this, that was a horrific amount of damage. Anyone else would be fucking in a fucking heap.
No, I'm almost there.
Any one of them would have died to that. Any one of the people there. And these are combat capable people.
Yeah.
One of the people here who's holding you is gonna heal you.
I appreciate that.
Heal for, I need another die. 18, 20, 9 plus 5. Heal 34.
34?
That was a really good fucking healing. It was a third level cure wounds.
He doubled the number of hit points I had.
And then you will get the attack opportunity as you leave.
Of course.
But that was always gonna happen.
Yeah.
27 to hit.
27 will hit.
You're resistant to lightning, correct?
Yes.
Lightning. This is slashing.
Okay.
10, 24, 33 points of slashing.
Yes.
And 5 lightning, so 2.
So.
36 total.
Ow.
That's what you got healed for. Almost.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Right.
And it was Pipes who healed you, by the way. Barbershop.
So, yes, I am now flying with the three of them.
Yeah. They're pretty shaken up. Sandblast is putting up a smoke screen behind you. Filling the whole area. And, Cadence, says, I'll absorb the next lightning attack. She's a lightning elementalist. Like, she can literally take it and then redirect it.
Cool.
So when it shoots a bolt of lightning at you next turn,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to die.
No.
I'm just telling you, that's, she is actively, she's ready with fucking Fire Nation style lightning redirection. Yeah. You know? She's just don't get in my way. She's like sitting on the spear. Like, yeah, cool. Ready. All right. That was my turn. My turn. I don't get to slash you 3 times with that same sword. That was it. Back to 1. That's me. Natalie, I am going to attack you 3 times. Ooh, a crit, a hit, and a miss.
Great.
How far away is she?
You don't know who's attacking her.
From the darkness.
No one has seen her yet. And I roll, them, but it's her. You know who it is.
It's
We've already figured it out.
Everyone at the table knows what it is. 24 is my mid. 17 misses you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it is 2d8 plus that. Okay. So here's the crit. Why did you not go invisible? Was my question.
She was invisible.
I was invisible.
She was invisible watching.
Yes.
Was it with greater invis?
Yes.
Greater invis only lasts a minute. So she was regular invis.
Oh.
Because it lasts so long. You could have spent a turn going greater invis.
I would have done that.
But you didn't. You just decided to attack.
Well, yeah, because he was being attacked.
And she wouldn't have been attacked if she was regular invis.
No. This person nat 20 their perception to find her. Yeah. Also, they've been watching for 2 days.
Okay.
I did roll for it. It was not just, I said it happened. 14, 17, 29 for the first attack. Second attack is 22. Roll perception.
I have 17 left.
Hey, you're better than I am.
17. Fuck it. What am I rolling, Paul?
Perception.
Okay. 16 plus 9.
You see a form made out of black energy.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding like 3 lampposts away in the same position you are.
She is a copycat.
But now you know where she is.
Now I know where she is.
And it looks like she's got the same energy going through her that Chris would recognize it once you point out where she is. Also, you noticed your phones don't work. That was my one. Her rest of her action is to hide again, but you spotted her. So she's hidden, but she doesn't know she failed. Two, Natalie. Art. Art.
Yeah. I'm going to move 30 feet away.
Under the grass.
Under the grass.
Dig your toes into the grass and be like, thanks, friend.
Thanks for trying.
And then I'm going to do a fourth level dispel magic.
On whom?
On the water creature.
Okay. You need to roll still, but you are a bard, so you get your charisma plus half your proficiency.
So plus 8?
Yes.
It is a 6th level spell you're trying to dispel. I'll tell you that. Crushed it. Yeah.
Rolled a 16 on the die. So.
So let me just take my fucking thing out and mark his ass off. Popping out of what does your dispel magic look like? Is it an actual? I think we decided yours is actual magic. Like your powers are powers, but that is actual magic.
Yes.
So you just like what?
It'd probably be a note, you know, middle
resonance
E.
frequency.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you just pop it. And falling out of the air, because up by the eyes is where the person was contained, is Bobby, and he looks fucked up. Hobie-ho.
Oh.
He's got black veins running down his neck, and all the way through his eyes are, like, sections of black in the regular eye, and something ain't right. You're sure of that.
Yeah, and phone's not working, so he's gonna end up just stinging his ass on the ground.
Okay, that was him. Silva's untouched. Tychus, we know it's Tychus.
Still his turn.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
You have a teleport 60 foot, if you'd like. Actually, it's more than that.
No.
It's like 80 foot now.
Because that, I've used my action, I've used my movement.
Bonus action.
Oh, yeah.
Your grass teleport.
You've
got 40 foot base moves, so you got to go 80 foot with the teleport if you want.
Is the, no, no. The stupid thing. And where's my other?
Now, if you want to give a bardic inspiration die, you could do that too. You can bonus action or reaction. I've decided.
So yeah, I'll give her a bardic inspiration die.
Cool.
And then Ethan's gonna take a look around, see if he sees anybody else.
Roll perception for him.
Nope. That's a 3 on the die.
The dice, they be hating. They do hate art. Okay. What did Ethan like to do anything else? She yelled out, "Soph is there."
Oh, okay. Well, he's.
Well, would I know that it's Soph?
Okay. The thing attacking is there.
Okay. We know.
The players
as
know.
The player is Soph.
So, yeah, he's going to turn around and...
The gears are turning. You should see the smoke. That's the key there.
He's going to do a thunder attack ranged.
On Sylph?
On Sylph.
Okay. To hit or save?
To hit.
Roll them bones.
You stay on the floor.
Fuck you guys.
21?
That will hit. I'm surprised. Actually, correction. I'm sorry. Her AC is based on that and that. I'm incorrect. You would miss. It's strength plus dex for her armor class. And her armor, and with what is currently affecting her, her is higher than it normally is.
Alright, hang on. Make sure that I am.
I almost just hit the clear button on this. That was my mistake.
That could have been fun.
And the only relevant number right now is the fact that you did 81 damage to Tychus' real body. You crit through his shapeshift.
Okay. Right.
I'm sorry. You did 39 damage, which is he's got 120 health.
Two shots.
Oh, cool. See your dice for non-support with the two. All right. Anything else you'd like to do? Is he gonna move?
Yeah, he's gonna move. He's gonna move.
Or did you move with your teleport, or did you not? No, you didn't because you bardic inspiration instead. Okay.
He's gonna move up between me and Silk.
Makes sense. Okay. Doing his job, defending his brother. Okay. Threes. Natalie, you're three.
What?
No, you are three. I have to take one.
Would you like to use your action to go greater invisible?
Yes, please.
And then move.
Yes.
Good. She no longer knows where you are.
Thank God.
You cannot attack.
I am.
Murphy can attack.
I move towards her, by the way.
Okay.
And then you said Murphy can attack.
Would you like to change out to claws? Or keeping your bow out?
I'm going to change to claws.
Okay. And the rend is gone, by the way.
Yeah.
Would I be able, as I'm running towards her, be able to see her eyes?
Her eyes?
Well, because Mike was able to see his eyes.
Because he was 8 feet from the asshole with a big-ass fucking weapon.
I'm not that close, is what I'm hearing. Got it.
No.
Okay.
No, you were 90 feet away.
16 plus 7.
Perception?
To hit.
Oh, with Murphy?
Yeah.
That hit. So it's 16 plus 7? Mm-hmm. That misses.
16 plus 7, 23 misses?
Yes.
When her current state armor class is 24.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I know. That's the one thing.
She was the boss of this encounter. It was not the fucking water elemental. Now, you eliminate it with one spell. That was a good shot. Yeah, it had 100 more hit points you would have had to burn through.
Could I dismiss Chaz?
In favor of?
Or should I keep Chaz? Because he's an octopus.
In favor of whom?
No, I'm going to keep Chaz.
You would dismiss Chaz. And you would just swap him for Ted or Harriet.
Harriet.
Okay.
And I want her
but
to...
But that is the... That they cannot... She cannot act this turn.
Okay. I'll hold
Because you have to swap.
No. Aye, aye, Captain.
Your action's done. Your move is done. You committed Murphy. That's it. Murphy has his reaction left if someone else hits her to apply the damage. Don't forget. The reaction damage. Okay, next. Three is four. Me. That person doesn't exist anymore. The four is dead. Long live the five.
Good call.
Yeah, that like I said,
eliminate the combatant.
I wasn't sure about it, but I had to take the chance.
With how good you are at dispelling, you should always use third level.
Hmm?
With how good you are at dispelling, you should always use third level. There's no benefit for outfit for higher level, except for if it was a third level, fourth level spell, you'd get it. Anyway, Mike, it is your turn.
Okay. Assuming he saw the direction that we left in, but then there was a smoke screen, so I'm going to change direction and head towards where I figured they were.
You know where their operation is. It's like two buildings away. But are you going as the crow flies, or are you going like a long path so you can see lights and the lights below you? It's like 200 feet, which at night is a lot.
I'm
like vision wise.
Yeah, but I've got the 60-foot infravision, so if I start seeing things popping up in...
Got it. Okay. Makes sense.
So I'll go direct.
Okay. So you're just flying. And Caden...
Still carrying...
Caden's ready to fucking deflect the lightning. Sandblast is still is still sending out a smoke screen behind you, and Pipes is going to heal you again.
Oh. He hit me... I have my damage reflect. Does he heal from the lightning?
He heals from lightning.
So then he would get it.
No, he doesn't, because Tychus doesn't. But you didn't do any damage to his summon. Yes.
But no, he hit me. When he hit me, it would trigger my damage reflection, which does lightning damage.
Well, you know, he does not heal. Well, Tychus wouldn't, but his form would. The form has no damage.
The form didn't take any damage.
Yes. You're healing for an additional 12, 16, 19, plus 5, 24. That was not as good. He's like, I can only do this so many times. But I'm going to keep yelling at you until you tell me to stop, okay?
Thanks. It's appreciated.
All right. Like I said, I will keep healing you until you tell me to stop. All right.
You should heal the rest of the party, too, if you can.
They're not injured.
They're not injured.
So he kept it off of them. Caden kept it off of them.
Got it.
With her power, or Sparks kept it off of them with her powers.
Got it.
But she couldn't make them go away. You basically ripped them out of it by discharging it entirely into your body.
The armor helps the armor power at 400%.
Yeah.
Recommended discharge of 305%.
Right. So I'll do, move dash.
Yeah, I figured you would. Okay. You still don't see him yet, but next round you will. Next is my sixth, the lightning. A bolt of lightning strikes off into the sky. You see it, it's not aimed at you.
Oh,
got it.
Oh.
That's why I changed direction.
It looks like it would have gone right through where you were, so it would have not been good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's six. Top of the order. One. Self. Lost her target. She's currently ambush predator mode.
Would she try to find me again?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she would do.
She probably would try to find her again, because...
Once again.
She hates you so much.
She hates me that much.
She's going to try and spot you.
Yep. Do it, bitch. Sorry.
I have disadvantage.
Advantage?
Disadvantage.
Oh, Lord. I got so upset. I was like, hold up!
Because you're invisible. I disadvantage to spot you.
It's ambush predator versus ambush predator. It really is.
You did not hide.
I'm heading towards her.
But
she's invisible.
You're invisible.
And then she moves, so she's not in the same
correct
place.
So this
and
is...
And there's nothing on the ground that would give
this
her away.
This is purely
like
a...
tail, snowfall.
She's got a total of 20.
Okay.
I don't know how to determine what her...
What's
your passive stealth?
What is your stealth bonus?
What's your stealth bonus, yeah.
Oh, it's pretty high.
Is it 11?
It's 11.
You are exactly not spotted by one. Well, actually, no, you have advantage, so it'd be 26. Because your advantage is traitors plus 5 for passives, so your passive stealth while invisible is 26.
Ha ha! Caught it!
When we put it up here?
Sure.
In your doc. Okay. Alrighty. So she scans, doesn't see it.
Fuck you!
Alright, we'll just kill your cat.
It turns and looks at Murphy.
No!
And draws an enormous black sword, probably 10 foot long, and just is gonna Ginsu the cat. That might miss. 15 misses, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All that?
One of the...
Yeah, it would miss.
I'm sorry. Correction. 13 plus that... add 2. 17? Wait, what did I say? Was it 15?
15.
So yeah, 17, sorry. Hits?
That's it, exactly.
Alright, next to hit, that's cocked. It'll also hit. Let's see if I need more than 2.
Nice knowing you, Murph.
6. 18 points for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more for the second one. 17. 29 for the second one. Is he up?
29 total?
No, 29 for the second one.
And then 18?
Yeah.
That's more than 35?
Yes.
Then he's down.
He should have 40 hit points now, but...
No. It's times 5. 7 times 5.
Yeah, but your level is 8.
You're now 8, so
3
times
5 plus
5.
5, yeah.
So
45. Either way, I still popped him.
No.
19, yes. No, by 1. No. No, I did 46.
29
and 17 is 46.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then he turns his blade. She turns her blade and is going to dive after Ethan. Just start wiping people out.
How far away is she?
Her movement speed is 90 right now.
Oh, the numbers.
I don't think she really cares.
The A and B was Sylph and Tychus,
no,
wasn't it?
No, it was... Do you want it to hit the body, or do you want it to hit Tychus?
Oh, gotcha.
It was body or so aspect.
I'm so sorry.
19 to hit your brother?
19 will hit.
And a 20. Yeah! And a 20. So. A 23, but yeah. First swing is 18 and I add numbers. Is 30 for the first swing. And 14. 26 for the second swing.
So I'm sorry, how much damage was that?
The second one or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Oh fuck. I kept the dice. The first swing was 31. The second swing was 26.
Okay.
Yeah. Assuming these are the right dice. I did keep them in piles, so. She rolls in with his black sword, and it hits like a freight train.
Don't worry, her own freight train's coming.
3d8 plus 12 per hit. Woof.
Yeah?
Wait, 7 and 7 is 14. Damn it, I can't math. I'm not going to do the extra damage. I'm just going to fix the number. Okay. That was my number one. Number two? You know for a fact it's worked before.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to just do it again. Level 3 this time.
Seems decent.
So.
If you want to roll Arcana, I can give you a bit of information.
Okay.
Which would you like this to be first?
I'll do the Arcana first.
Okay.
Information is key.
10.
10 plus, I believe it's 6.
Perfect. That would get you 6 level spells. This seems like some kind of bastardized version of Tensor's Transformation. It's way more powerful. But it looks like the user loses control. And it's then puppeted by whoever's casting it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's the information you'll get from that. Which is pretty significant, actually. I don't need this stat block anymore. Mike, would you like to know what the stat block was that I was using for Tychus?
Later.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and... a third level dispel. I'm not fooling you. Give me the Dalmatian die. My dice fucking hate me tonight.
7.
Hey, Mike?
Yes?
Can I borrow an inspiration?
Sure! I got an extra one. I just got it.
You have to roll an 8. You know what level spell it is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know what level spell. But that was why I said the Arcana was very important because it tells you how you need to do.
Yeah.
She screams. As with the 17, you break the spell. She screams, and you watch as black energy surges. Unlike Hobie Ho kind of just popped, it doesn't have anywhere to go. And it rips through her left arm, and you watch it as a black spike, about 7 or 8 inches long, pops out before shooting off into the fucking stratosphere.
My bonus action, I'm going to use the healing...
amulet and heal yourself? Yep.
Yeah.
Amulet regeneration, roll it. 1, 2, 3, 4. 10, 14.
Yeah.
You hit the average. Because you're one of each.
Yep. Hey, that takes me up from 5.
She almost killed... Murphy almost killed you.
Yes. I wasn't about to say anything.
God, she would have felt so bad. God, if I'd gotten one more turn with him, you would have been fucking pasted.
Oh, I would have been.
It's your brother's turn, though.
Yes.
He's barely living?
He's actually... I am now slightly better off than he is. He's at 17.
Barely breathing?
All
right, Nelly, it is your turn. Sylph is no longer
You missed. What you missed is art cast Dispel Magic on Sylph.
Cool.
And all the blackness that was in her turned into a black crystal and then shot into the air. And she screamed in pain and passed out.
Yeah, because it...
It ripped itself out of her.
It ripped itself out of her. Out of her arm, actually.
And you look, she's got a massive scar on her arm now.
Can I run and do a medicine check?
Yeah, absolutely.
Natural 20.
With a natural 20, you almost create like an overlay of her skeletal system with your powers, because you paid attention in health class. Oh, that's a mistake. Okay. And you see that you can see the black veins are not running along her veins. They're running along something else. Ancient Chinese martial artists would call them chi channels or like chi pathways. It looks like her powers were infected, not her body.
Well, yeah.
But usually they're considered the same thing. You know, you can kind of tell that at least hers are not truly one. Which is kind of unusual. And it looks like you might even think that maybe she had help with her powers. Like, artificially being given a second set, maybe.
Right.
You're not sure which one, maybe, but because she has the powers of both her parents, you know that. And maybe she got one, not the other, and they figured out a way to get her the other one.
Yeah.
That would be the guess you have. And it was almost like it was purging an impurity as it shot that spike out. And her arm is ravaged. Like, it's going to take...
You stop the bleeding.
It's going to take a regenerate spell to get her arm functional again, because it's lost almost all the muscle mass by her wrist.
But she's not actively dying.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, she's not...
You stabilized her.
Yeah, you stabilized her with a net 20.
Miraculously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you flay out like butterfly needles and like do a beautiful like pseudo surgery type thing. You may that it won't scar. You might even have saved it with a nat 20. You don't even, unless you wanted to, it's not going to scar.
How much do you like her?
I won't let it scar. I don't want to be the reason that she has two scars now.
You wouldn't.
He would.
He'd be the second one.
Yeah, but if she did the work, she'd blame her anyway.
Yeah.
You hear another roar and then a bolt of lightning into the sky, and then another black spike shoots into the air.
I'm going to assume that I can't shoot these black spikes.
No. They are so fast.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you were prepared and ready for it, but not when it just shoots off.
Right.
All right.
So you are kind of left with... You have...
Phone's still dead. And I'm going to find them.
You look around, and you're like, where's Bridget?
That's a good question. Well, let's find Athena first, because that's usually where Bridget is.
And you look around, and you kind of like walk in a circular pattern, and you find Bridget unconscious. Her defensive... what you know is like her shield generator smashed. She is unconscious on the ground, bleeding. Not bleeding out, but she's, like... She obviously took enough damage to go unconscious.
Well, I'm going to tell... What? Song? Barbershop?
Barbershop.
He doesn't have to worry about healing me anymore. Help her?
He says, sure, and he'll throw some point. He'll throw enough healing at her that she gets up. And she's like, did someone get the number of the fucking train that hit me? God damn it.
I don't know what hit you, but, Tychus had some plastic surgery done.
I mean, what are you talking about? I just had a meeting with his handler. They were in therapy. That's why they've been missing.
Well, nope. Blah. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
I was... Yeah.
We
need to find the others, because they're probably in as much danger as...
I didn't know the therapist. Now that I think about it. Why did I not question that?
Who told you about the therapist?
Their handler.
What? I know this is personal, but what is his powers?
She's like... You get the impression that she's not used to getting knocked out and her brain is just not functioning. She's not like she's ignoring you. She's almost not hearing you. And she says, if that's true,
and her eyes go wide. She says, "We need to talk to Shinsoku now."
Well, my phone don't work. None of my tech works. I can't reach the team, and I can't reach Dido. But the team should be
that way.
About
no, you found her. That's the only way you would find Bridget is with all that help.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said while I was flying around.
No. Yeah, she was tucked into a bush. They obviously could have killed her, they didn't.
Yeah.
She says, "We need to get to Shinsoku now."
We should probably grab them before bad shit happens.
Well, no.
Tori and them are in the building right behind you. It's like 60 feet away.
No, I'm talking Hobie.
Oh, yeah, no, grab them as well, yeah.
You got... Everybody grab your asshole and let's get rolling.
Yeah.
Keep grab it family asshole. Friendly. you guys are able to, among the seven of you, are able to lug those three. It's four people carry Tychus, and then he's 6'8", like 450 pounds.
And I'm 16 strength with double weight capacity.
He's just too big.
He's as big as I am.
But what I'm saying is you're dragging you behind you. Like so you carry the top half and two other people take the legs. Yeah, exactly. You know?
So he's not being dragged.
Exactly. So
I don't care about that.
That's three and then it's two to the other two and you kind of like, you know, dozy do them. And you make your way to the tower, and you find it's all blacked out.
Okay. That's suspicious tech, with my earlier tech check, I think.
Same thing.
Power user or hacker, more specifically, and I can roll powers to offset, because I think I rolled tech earlier.
What's his name?
He's dead. Crash died.
Oh, that's right. Crash died.
Mm-hmm.
Crash would have been perfect, would have been able to do this as like a high level form of what he has. And you get, you're like searching, you're like, something has to have fucking done this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then as you search through the first level, because you can't take the elevator, you're looking for the emergency stairs, and on the door, the wall of the emergency stairs, when you open it, it says, "The grid was here. We will win. Don't even show up, or we'll do worse."
Yeah.
And as you guys consider the implications of that, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.